This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another day. Hello, everybody. Scott Hennon here. Glad to have you along, whether you're listening on the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire. The 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1100, The Flag. KTGO, 1090 Radio, booming to the Bakken. Or KLTC 1460, the iHeartMedia app. Our Flag app, listen anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and any of those, wherever you're at. Bring it along in the tractor, just do whatever you need to do. Senator John Hoeven on the program today, talking a little bit about agriculture's relief package as part of the COVID relief that is working its way through the Congress right now. So we will talk with Senator Hoeven next hour on the program and welcome your calls, questions, and comments for him. We're going to talk to Barry Simonson, who is the project director for the Line 3 Replacement Pipeline Project. I am not sure if most folks outside of Minnesota have followed this real close. Thankfully, in Minnesota, I actually can go up to the lake, and I can see Line 3 signs all over. Minnesotans for Line 3, which is kind of nice. But, of course, it's western Minnesota. Down in the Twin Cities, it's death to pipelines. I don't think that's exactly what they say on the sign, but it's something like that, death to pipelines. You ever see one of those?
I have not.
Like a big skull.
I didn't know they had pulses in the first place.
I'm joking, but
it's the stuff inside the pipeline that's alive.
Well, and the odd thing here is Line 3 is a replacement project. So you have a pipeline that's aging that a company wants to come in and invest and replace. It gets you transportation fuels. I mean, look, we don't go anywhere without the fuel that is in pipelines, and it's getting it from a market where the oil's coming out of the ground or, you know, refineries or whatever to places that it can be put on distribution networks to get to where you fill up with. So if you don't have it, if it goes away, what do you think happens? Cost you a lot more. It's like this crazy debate over the Dakota Access Pipeline. Yeah, shut it down. Okay, shut it down. Then what will that mean? Well, it will mean, number one, a humongous loss of tax revenue, so less school funding, less water projects, less infrastructure in every corner of North Dakota, not just oil country. It feeds everything. So we'll have less of that. The oil will still have to get out because you're going to have to replace over 500,000 barrels of oil a day that leave on that pipeline. So where are they going to go? Well, we could put them on rail, but there's not enough total space on rail. Plus, it costs more, so there'll be less oil drilled. Let's put them on truck. Well, then we'll statistically be able to prove more people will die as a result of the Dakota Access Pipeline being shut down. Is that what they want?
Plus, wait, that first train derailment that happens after we say no more pipelines, then what?
There's no logic in it. There is no logic in it. You have to just dig into it. It's sort of like saying, COVID is in, you know, we have this pandemic, we have this thing known as COVID-19, China virus, whatever. And so I really don't feel comfortable going into, any place. I'm just going to stay home. I'm not going to shop at all. All right, well, let's do the math on this. Let's have some logic here. You're not doing that because you're afraid of catching the virus. Let's look at all of the people tested and what percentage of them have it. So that would lead you to believe that a very small percentage of the people who live here would actually get it. Now, if you get it, and you're one of the unlucky ones, let's take a look at what happens to you. And if you're under 70, 0.04% chance you will die. It's 0.04%. I'm not discounting people above 70. I'm just saying you do need to be more careful. But even above 70, the death rate is such. So now we're not going to fly. We're not going to go anywhere. We're not going to shop at a store. We're not going to do anything. Do you know yesterday, 21st of July, 530,421 people were scanned by TSA somewhere in the United States of America going somewhere.
Okay.
500,000 people flew.
That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people, but guess what? 1 year ago, same weekday, 2,500,000. So there's 2 million people less flying yesterday than there was a year ago. And that number's pretty well static here if I go back through July. And again, why? Well, there's a lot of reasons why, probably, but I would bet, would you bet a million of that 2 million down is I don't want to get on a plane. I don't want to get on a plane because I might get something. So here's the real enemy, folks. I said it before, I'll say it again. It's fear. Fear is what we're fighting right now. Not COVID-19, not the China virus, not what I might get if I'm one of the 0.0000% chance, you know. No, it's fear. It's fear. And there are good people who mean well, who wish to help you avoid getting sick. They don't have bad intentions. I think they're a little like the helicopter mom, right? They just are going to try and put you on a bubble and under a bubble and in a bubble and, you know, you'll be okay, you'll be okay, you'll be okay. It's sort of like that. They're well-intentioned. Helicopter moms mean well for their children. But logic is lost on them right now. They're managing this problem, their eyes are on that problem, and they're not looking at anything else. And we need to. We need to realize the enemy is fear. Don't be dumb. That's the opposite of ND smart, I think, right? Don't be dumb. Can that be the talk radio version of a smart suggestion
please,
for our listeners?
Can that be applied to life lately?
Don't be dumb. I'm not suggesting anybody be dumb. Be smart about all of this. But recognize the enemy is not COVID, it's fear. Because you cannot look at COVID under 70.04% chance of dying, meaning all of this, 2 million people less flying today, how many less people walking into stores today, how many less gallons of oil being pumped today, gasoline being pumped today, all of it, it's fear. It's because of a tiny, 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 tiny chance that I'm going to get something, and then if I get it, an even tinier chance that I would die from it. Don't live your life in fear. Don't be dumb. Be smart. All of that. Even masks. Evidently, Minnesota's going to masks today. Masks are the thing. Boy, if we mandate masks, everything will get better and immediately. Ask anybody that is mandating you to wear a mask, by the way. And I'm not saying you shouldn't. I wouldn't presume to be in a position to know your own situation, whether you ought to, whether you're not wear one. That's up to you in the United States of America, I know, not somebody else. Now, if they own a store and they say, to come into my store, you need to wear a mask. You better wear a mask. I'd wear one, too. If it's so important that I get that thing from that store, then I'll wear a mask. But mandating you to wear a mask, that's about the fear again. That's back to the fear. And we believe that's what Governor Walz is going to do in Minnesota today. KSTP was reporting as much for the last couple of days. Tom Hauser, good reporter down there. And that's what he's saying. So, likely that's the case. That's what they're going to do. And again, it shouldn't surprise us because it fits with what's been going on since March when this thing began. Okay, a few of my thoughts. I welcome yours at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I mentioned Senator Hovind. He'll be here today to talk about the ag relief in the COVID relief package. We're going to talk to Line 3 folks for an update on that, replacing a pipeline. Can't believe it. Bottom of the hour, Republican National Committee spokeswoman Liz Harrington on when this race is going to be a race. I also want to talk about mail-in voting. The president is a confident fella, right? He is not one that shrinks from a debate or anything else. He said, and maybe you can find this so I don't incorrectly paraphrase his words, but when Chris Wallace was pressing him this weekend about whether or not he'll win, you know, he was basically saying, you're down in the polls, you're down in the polls. He said, we're going to win, we're going to win. He said, the only thing that worries me is mail-in voting. The president said that. So we're going to deal with that as well today on the program. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away, friends.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to RamJackNorth.com. That's RamJackNorth.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What's on your mind? Beautiful day. Oh, my gosh. It's just wonderful. It could be a tad warmer, but it's unbelievable. But I'm thinking about the beach this weekend, and I got in the mail a couple of samples. I'm just opening it now in case you couldn't tell.
Look at those.
My friends at MyPillow, and, you know, this one is the Cancun Beach Blanket. This is like a whole blanket. Look at the size of this thing. You can't even believe it. And this is that Giza Dream Cotton.
Oh, yeah. That's a sharp towel, too.
Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable. You see that? You can't. Can you see that on the radio? Can you see that on the radio? Here's what I sound like behind it. I got an idea. We should do my pillow masks. Yeah, that would be that'd be very nice. It'd be a little more stylish. Anyway, look, this thing keeps going on and on and on and on. Absolutely love it. That's huge. This one is the beach towel. This one is the anchor stripe. I really love this. It's kind of nice. Got the anchor at the bottom and a nice. And that's a perfect size towel. And right now, these towels, while they last, on special, so for instance, the beach blanket, a 40 by 78, that's the big one, would normally be $39.99. You get it for $25 today for a big beach blanket. And this, normally $30, you get it for $19.99. Beach blankets, beach towels in all kinds of colors. They are wonderful. Check them out at MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. And also, if you're going to the lake and you're sleeping terrible, mattress topper, two standard pillows. You ready for this? 30% off the mattress topper, throwing in the standard pillows. No kidding. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. A compliment already from somebody watching online. Nice glasses. Thank you. See, all the guys in the room here with me, Todd can be forgiven because he's in Bismarck. We're in Fargo today.
Mm-hmm.
But Kevin's one studio away, and James is next to me here. You guys didn't say, hey, you got new glasses.
You know what? I got to say that I noticed it. I didn't say anything.
I didn't notice it
earlier when you were out in the hall.
Is that right? Yeah.
Rounder. Like
well, they love that the Teddy Roosevelt
like
look.
I like them.
I did the Teddy Roosevelt look.
I do like
them. On that, and Ashley over at Aspire Optical, and I had a conversation at a different business one time, and I was telling him, since he was a, entrepreneur in the eyeglass boutique business, I said, you know, I sort of get the same glasses every time I get them, but I end up getting them like every year because they smudge up something terrible, and I'm constantly cleaning my glasses. It's driving me crazy. Anybody else have this problem? It's like I'm.
Yes.
He said, "Well, he said the deal is you're buying them online. They're cheap lenses. They even though they tell you they're protective coating, it's not. You got to get. He said it's like, look, you're buying a Yugo, and I'm selling,
Ferraris,
Lincoln, Chevy, Ferrari.
My brother-in-law,
Audi. Buick. A higher end.
My brother-in-law has vision care down in Aberdeen. And he was talking about the online thing versus you got to go to your optometrist.
It doesn't last. So,
then they don't fit, and then you want to go back to your optometrist and have him fit them when you didn't buy them from there. Just come on.
Okay, well, I go to Midwest Vision, and I still end up cleaning mine every two seconds. But
they're putting a different lens in there. You got to ask for the thing is what I've discovered is I'm going to spend as much on one pair of glasses from Aspire Optical. Okay, and get the Teddy Roosevelt look out of it, which I'm very excited about. and then the kids actually signed off on these. I didn't think they would, but he said to me, okay, here's something like you have, and you want to try something a little different? Yeah. And he suggested these, and I'm like, I like these, and I thought everybody else was going to veto it, and it passed the test. So. Check them out. Well, by the way, for those of you that missed the MyPillow video and the thing with my glasses, we'll put that up on the websites, on Facebook, on social media. You get the drill. KP and VC, you're next on What's on Your Mind. I love that. Let's keep it. Let's go right for the acronyms. How's things in VC today, KP?
Oh, there's just it's TP.
Oh, it's TP.
Toilet paper.
In VC, right. I've never had anybody introduce themselves as TP as in toilet paper before, but you did. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
you were not afraid enough yet. I got to tell you that there are viruses that are small enough to go between the molecules of glass. So get yourself a nice glass respirator, and it ain't going to help you anyhow. And
I don't know what I don't know if what you say is accurate or not, TP. But I would tell you, I just don't go about living my life. I mean, I think that for one, sometimes we'll get a germ. Doesn't that strengthen our immune system? That's what I was taught, in health class.
Yeah.
And biology. So I don't go around trying to be bug-free, germ-free. I also don't live in fear that I'm going to die. I'm just going to be smart. or as we say around here, don't be dumb. Don't be dumb, yeah, and everything will be just fine.
Yeah, as far as this dying stuff, I'm still looking for loopholes myself. So I can do that.
Nice.
You take care. We're counting on you to call us again. Daryl and Bismarck, what's on your mind? You're next.
Yeah, you know, I totally understand with this mask thing and the requirement. I'm not for anybody telling me what to do with anything about my personal life. However, a thought is a copy for children. We're mandated to have to use that for protection. Or how about the seatbelt law that went in many, many years ago? And we did it out of fear for accidents, death from that, and we are mandated for that. So it's a little different slant on the mask deal.
Yeah, so let's take child safety seats. You know, you'd have to be a complete dolt not to think a kid, you know, roaming around a car in the, you know, you're at a stoplight or stopping fast for a deer coming out or whatever is going to be safer in a car seat than roaming around. That's kind of a duh moment, isn't it? I don't necessarily put that in the parallel of I'm going to wear a mask because there's bugs out here and there's things I could get. Well, yes, there are, but what are your chances of getting them and what are your chances of dying if you get them? That's different than if I get in a car seat with a kid, a car accident rather, with a kid in a car seat or without. Big difference, no?
Well, yes, I'll agree with you on that. The thing is, it goes back to the responsibility of the adult. As an adult, I would not put my kid in a car, not being in a car seat.
Right.
As an adult, I would not put any family member in my vehicle and say, here, you don't drive around without your car seat on, without your seatbelt on. So it goes back to we as responsible adults should be able to decide what we need. Instead, there's times when the government will step in and say, you know, basically you're stupid. And because you don't think about what you should use, some common sense, we're going to mandate things.
Yeah. Now that I hear where you're going there, and I think the science has to drive that debate. I would argue, and I know people don't like it, but I would argue that I don't want law enforcement having to spend an inordinate amount of time in investigation because you decided you just didn't want to wear a seatbelt. And if you had worn one, there wouldn't have been a casualty, and now there is a casualty. You died, and they spend more time and more of our money to fix it. So, you know, that's, to me, different than the one in one ever thousand chance of getting something. Mike in Bismarck, go ahead. You're up.
Hey, Scott. First-time caller. I love the show. I don't get to listen all the time, but when I drive, I get to listen. And what was the name of that podcast yesterday about the mask? I caught the tail end of it.
All right, I'm going to find it for you, and I'll give you the guy's name. It's an investigative journalist that does these things. It's called Truth in Media. I don't remember his name, but I'll find out.
It was Ben Simmons.
And play it.
I'll find it.
And, Mike, we're really glad you called, okay?
Oh, okay. I got one other point. He's got to
say. Oh, sure. Hang on. Just don't go away. We're going up against the break, but stay close. Hang tight. Life can be hard, especially these days. And it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet crude can't help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spice moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota sweet crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers hosting these upcoming equipment auctions. On July 25th, Piper's will offer an exceptional antique and collectible auction near Robinson, North Dakota with too many items to mention. Featuring Russell steam engines, tractors, farm equipment, hundreds of stationary engines, flintlock pistols, swords, and so much more. Also join Piper's for these upcoming live and online equipment auctions in Bowman, Animoose, and Steele, North Dakota, Dagmar and Baker, Montana, and Ada, Minnesota. For full inventory and details on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Piper's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As President Trump rails against Democratic-controlled cities where violence has been soaring, 15 people were shot last night and are now hospitalized after a mass shooting outside a funeral home on Chicago's South Side.
At that time, the attendees of the funeral exchanged gunfire with the black vehicle. Black vehicle then turned northbound down Carpenter. Upon going northbound down Carpenter, they continued to fire at the attendees of the funeral.
A Chicago police spokesman there, Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot, says the Trump administration won't be deploying unidentified federal officers to the streets of her city like they've done in Portland, Oregon. The mayor says the city does welcome partnership, not dictatorship. She says instead agents will be working with existing agencies that regularly work to fight violent crime. And this is USA Radio News.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
This is, of course, the one and only Don Henley. How old is he today?
73.
73 years old, huh? Talented man.
Oh,
yeah. Talented man. With the Eagles and without them. Right? Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. It is so fun every Wednesday to tell you about a great deal. These very often sell by the end of the program or the end of the day or, you know, within a few hours of us announcing them because they're very good deals. And for one, they come from Pucklich, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Valley City. And usually these are vehicles that were sold new and traded back in, and they know them. They know the history. So can't pass a deal like this. One owner trade. Save over $1,200 on a 2018 Chevy Equinox LT midsize SUV, all-wheel drive. It's only got 44,000 miles, just over that. Cajun red metallic exterior, new body style. It'll turn some heads. Amenities you want, remote start, backup camera, heated seats, and more. It's on the lot right now at $20,995. But guess what? You can drive it home for $19,771, over $1,000 off if you tell them, hey, Scott sent me in here. Call them at 800-401-4352 right now, or check this one out. It's the 2018 Chevy Equinox LT, just over 44,000 miles, and loaded up today, $19,771. That's the price. PucklichValleyCity.com. And Pucklich Chevrolet Bismarck, North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right, Mike and Bismarck had another point. By the way, the guy's name is Ben Swann, S-W-A-N-N, and Truth in Media. Now, let me just tell you what he is. Some of the people that objected to his podcast online were people like Tony Bender, the champion of fake news. I mean, you couldn't get a better example of fake news, because a guy couldn't hate Trump more, couldn't hate anything Republican more, and he's a newspaper editor. Oh, yeah, you're going to get an objective story out of him. These people never cease to amuse me. Anyway, they were saying, well, he's a journalist. I don't care what a journalist says about the mask. I want a doctor. No, he went to dig into studies that were actually done on masks. All right? He researched the peer-reviewed, whatever they call that, where they got a bunch of people in a study, studies that were out there about masks. So that's what he did. It's Ben Swann, it's Truth in Media. So that was your first question. What was your second one, Mike?
Excellent. Thank you for that, Scott. I appreciate it. I just wanted to make a quick point. My son, regarding testing for COVID, my son is a youth pastor in California, and he was home last week to visit, and he told me a story which I thought was interesting. He had two people that he actually knows that were scheduled to get testing for COVID, and they decided to just quarantine at home and didn't go in for testing. They both got called 2 days later that they were positive. Never went in to the testing. So I don't know if you've had stories like that. I haven't. I'm not sure, but I just wanted to relay that there's definitely something odd going on. So
yeah, and you said that was California, Mike?
Yeah, just southeast of Los Angeles.
No, what's amazing is I've heard it over and over, and yeah. It's from people who know people like you, right? You're calling and saying, hey, this is my son, he's a youth pastor, he has a story. And it's people that actually are party to this actually happening reporting it. In other words, it's not a fluke, it's not some odd deal, it's actually happening, and it's totally bizarre. It really is. California and Florida now. Mike, thank you for that, and please call again, okay?
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it. Love you guys. Bye.
You bet. You too. First-time callers.
Yeah, there you go.
We love them. You know what's on your mind.
A friend of mine lives down in Tampa. Same thing. Yeah. Dear friends of theirs, a couple, two of a man and woman, both got positive tests. They ended up not getting tested at all.
My favorite was a story we had from someone that knew somebody in Florida, and the whole family, mother and father and the kids, like six people, go down to a test. Wait mm-hmm. to take the test.
Yep.
6 hours in, they say, I'm done. I can't wait anymore. They go home. They get a call the next day. Say, you're all six positive. Oh, it's funny. We didn't even take a test. How does that happen? I think I know. Liz Harrington is a spokeswoman for the Republican National Committee, joins us to update us on the campaign to save America. Liz, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Thank you for taking the time today. You know, I like President Trump, am worried about mail-in voting. And he said over the weekend with Chris Wallace that, yeah, no, I don't believe the polls. I believe that we're doing great, but I do worry about mail-in voting. We've seen some examples of that already. What will the Republican National Committee be doing to ensure that there's no hanky-panky with mail-in voting, that the vote is the vote?
Fighting to protect the laws on the books, because you're absolutely right, it's a threat and it's all a ruse. They want ballot harvesting. They want what they have in California, which is basically you can just rig up elections and deliver ballots in bulk after Election Day and they're counted. And you have no idea, there's no oversight, they're paid campaign operatives that are in charge of them, and that's really convenient when you send out millions more ballots than there are eligible voting adults that live in your state. And that's what they have in California, and we're not letting that happen. So we're meeting these Democrats in court. We're intervening. And the good news is we're winning. We're keeping ballot harvesting bans on the books in Florida. We just won. A Clinton-appointed judge threw out a lawsuit brought by these radical Democrats who, the same cast of characters, mind you. It's Mark Elias teaming up with Hillary Clinton. If you remember their last election integrity project, oh, that was the dirty dossier, which just completely fell apart 3 years, 4 years later. And the media is not covering that whatsoever. But it's the same dirty tricks, and we're not letting it happen because we're meeting them in court and we're winning because we want to protect the ballot integrity laws like signature verification, the federal law that you have to, first-time absentee voters have to send in a copy of a photo ID. That's a long-standing bipartisan law that passed back in 2002. That's on the books, and Democrats are trying to strip those away because they want to make it easier to commit voter fraud, and we're not going to let that happen.
Yeah, the examples are many, are they not, about how this can be misused? I mean, the argument is, this is classic folks on the left, what's the problem? There's no problem. We didn't mail a voting, we give more people a chance to vote. There's nothing wrong with that. Well, how about the times in which you have, you know, missing ballots, ballots showing up late? The fiasco that just happened in New York was unbelievable during their primary. The governor there said, I want everybody to have free postage. So send them postage-paid envelopes with the ballots. And then guess what? They're not postmarked, so you don't know when they came in. I mean, it's one thing after another. Is this like whack-a-mole? You got to fight this all over the country? Is there something nationally that can be done? I know that obviously elections are local, but what can be done to get some of the fraud out front so this is not used state by state?
You're absolutely right. Look in New York. Nothing says confidence in our elections like a month later and nobody knowing who won. It's a joke. And this is what they want to do in November. They want to have no confidence in the outcome of the elections. And that's why we're fighting to make sure that they're not sending out ballots to inactive voters. They're not allowing ballots to be counted after Election Day. That's one of their major pushes, these far-left Democrats. They want ballots to pour in weeks after after the election. Well, that's convenient. Then you know how many ballots you need. Because Democrats, they don't want more voters. This isn't about more voters voting. They want more ballots that can be no oversight, and you take away the secret ballot where you are alone, just you in the voting booth, and no one can coerce you, and nobody knows how you voted. They want to strip all that away. It's completely ridiculous. So that's why we're in about 30 states right now pushing back, and we're winning because the law is on our side. And I think as more and more people are seeing the disastrous results, like you see in New York, like you see in Fulton County, Georgia, where all these absentee ballots went missing. You see in Clark County, Nevada, where ballots were sent to inactive voters and they ended up in the trash, just piling up in apartment complexes for anybody to pick up. The more people are seeing this, the more concerned they are, and the more we need to push for in-person voting. It's the most secure. We can do it safely. There's nothing more essential than voting, and that's the way it needs to be done. We cannot have this influx of mail-in voting that can weaken confidence in our elections and can open a whole host of problems with fraud, not to mention foreign interference. I mean, all of these so-called concerns about election interference, well, what happens when you have all these excesses of millions of paper ballots where you don't even know where they came from? It's a joke. They make a mockery of our elections, and we're not letting it happen.
Let's talk a little bit about rallies. We talked yesterday with Corey Lewandowski, and he said the president is just like, you know, itching to get out and take on Joe Biden, like you do in a campaign. We're sitting here, we're coming up on August, for crying out loud. Yet we're in this funk where Joe Biden's in his basement, and it's challenging to get rallies scheduled. By the way, I continue to hear rumors that because Minnesota won't allow it to happen, and the governor or the president talked about that recently as well, that here on the border of Minnesota and North Dakota, the president could come over to the Fargo Dome, big giant facility, and invite Minnesotans over there and show Minnesota how you can do do a rally. So just put that plug in. We're ready for you in North Dakota. But how about North Dakota and other places? When are we going to get back to the rallies that fire people up?
It's such a good point. Democrats are playing politics with this pandemic. It's disgraceful. And they're denying people their freedom, their right to assemble. Oh, only if you have the right, the politically correct cause, can you go out and you can riot and you can throw feces at cops in Portland. Oh, that's perfectly fine. But no, you can't open up your business, you can't go to church, and you can't go to a Trump rally. That's the new rules for Democrat America. And talk about election interference. They're not letting us, these Democrat governors, they're not letting, because of these, so you know, their abuse of power and these shutdowns, they're saying, no, you can't have a gathering of this many people. So they're blocking the president from coming and rallying. I love your idea. I think it's great. Go to the border. Let people decide. We know what the risks are. We know a lot about this. We're Americans. We're tough. We're innovative. We are not going to live in fear. And let the American people decide and make these right decisions and the best decisions for themselves and their families. That's the key difference, and you've seen it throughout this pandemic in red states, giving the American people the freedom and the respect that they deserve. And Democrats just completely controlling their life. But then when the rioters came, they weren't there to protect their businesses. It's absolutely appalling. But President Trump, he's going to be out there. He's not going to be silent. He's not going to continue to get his message across. He's back with the task force briefings, which is great because the American people deserve to hear the truth, not this hysterical fear-mongering from the far-left media. And he's going to be doing more events. He's going to continue to lead throughout this pandemic, and we're winning. I mean, they don't want to show all the great news, the great progress in therapeutics, the great progress we're making with a vaccine.
Of course they don't. They want to peddle fear. They want to peddle fear. You're 100% right. Gotta go. Liz Harrington of the RNC, thank you.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command Tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. He's headed there. Carol, what you got planned?
We have got five tours for 2021. We do still have one tour left in 2020 on August 10th, and that is a magnificent tour, and we have room on that one, and I will be guiding it personally.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Wow. Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free, 701-237-9000, JuvenTours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel, 237-9000, JuvenTours.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What's on your mind? Beautiful Tuesday. Thanks for coming along. 800-228. Well, it's Wednesday, isn't it?
Or Wednesday.
I actually...
or whatever.
It's Wednesday, but...
if it's Tuesday, I got to leave then. I'm not supposed to be here.
That's right. You weren't here yesterday, so that would be Tuesday. Today would be Wednesday. Todd's back. Well, good thing I have you guys
don't
here.
Don't mess me up here. Very weird times.
PetroServe USA is a spot for lunch today. Great home cooking. Grab-and-go convenience as well. Swedish meatballs or lasagna. How does that sound? Stop at Valley City, exit 292 off I-94. Goulash today. That's a big one. 12th Avenue North Fargo at I-29. Swedish meatballs at the West Main Avenue West Fargo location. And remember, every PetroServe USA has the 4-for-4 deal. That's at fresh-baked pan, personal-size pizza, single topping, plus two cookies. Those are home-baked. And a 20-ounce pop or a coffee, whatever you like. Four items, $4 all day, every day. The pizza, the cookies, the soda, $4 for all four items at PetroServe USA. Today, check them out. And if you haven't yet tried the Kit Kat, you can get the birthday cake edition of Kit Kat for 79 cents. That's right. Plus two Pizza Corner pizzas for 11 bucks. Another great deal. 5-ounce bag of the Giant Seeds, $1.29. There you go. All right, 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. You can also text me, 701-367-2054, or Todd at 701-226-8503. Texter says, thus ends the propaganda segment. No, the propaganda segment you don't find on What's On Your Mind. You find that on every other news source. CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, your newspaper, your Washington Post, your New York Times. Yeah, that's where you get the propaganda. I know it triggers some liberals because we actually deal in facts here. And smart folks to figure things out, not being spoon-fed pablum. There, my disclaimer's over. Galen and Candu, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Galen.
Yeah, I guess we have voter fraud in North Dakota just as well as everywhere else. I've employed South Africans for the last 15 years, and in May, before the June primary, I've had some of these guys that I haven't seen in 10 to 12 years, I got ballots for 18 to 20 South Africans that haven't been in the country for 15 years. So why is our state sending ballots to my address, which is the address that when they came over here, they signed up for their Social Security number. But I could have voted 20 times this spring on mail-in ballots.
Here's what I'd like to know, though. What I'd like to know, Galen, is if you see, here's what I believe they're going to say if we call them and say, what's the scoop? They're going to say, well, we use a service where we get addresses of people. We send out the ballot request. But when you send the ballot request back in, we make sure you are who you say you are, and you are able to vote. So you wouldn't actually get to vote. You might get the ballot request, but not the actual ballot being counted. I think that's what they'd say about it, number one. Number two, I would say, I don't want one single soul to vote that shouldn't vote, period. That, to me, is a kick in the teeth to anybody that is a law-abiding citizen that has their vote canceled out by some fraudulent vote. So I don't want it to happen. I don't think we can point to anything in North Dakota where we say there were enough questionable votes that it cost a race. But that does happen in other places, and it doesn't mean we ought not fix it. But did you get the actual ballot for all these people?
Yeah, because I opened a couple of them, which I know is illegal to open someone else's mail. But we wanted to see what they all were. But they're very similar to my wife's ballot, my ballot. And I never tried sending them in, so I don't know what would have happened. They all went in the garbage. But what I was frustrated about is I shouldn't have even received these ballots. Just because you had a Social Security number registered, these people hadn't been in the country for 10 to 15 years.
So here's the question for me that I would ask is, there was the ballot request form, and then there was the actual ballot. So you had to fill out a ballot request form. That's the one where a lot of people got them. My wife got two of them. And I'm like, how do you get two ballot requests, right? I wanted to send in both to see if we'd get both ballots, and she wouldn't let me. She thought that was a bad idea, but I wanted to find out if it actually would happen that way. But what I'm wondering is, I think the real question in your report, who requested the ballot? If they weren't even in the country, who sent in their ballot request?
I have no idea, because it wasn't for me. And it is what it is. It's all these problems we got to try to continue to fix. And that's the only way, is one step at a time to try and get this country back on the right path. Kind of sucks, but that's our goal.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
It definitely does. If I were you, Galen, I would go to the Secretary of State's office and say, hey, what happened here? How did I get ballots for these people that hadn't been there? You know, and do they have a record of where the ballot request came from? Is somebody harvesting those individuals to say, well, okay, I know they're not here, so I'm going to get their ballot instead? I don't know. A lot of smelly stuff there, but I would go to the Secretary of State's office so they can get to the bottom of it for sure.
Keep doing the good job you're doing, okay?
Thank you, Galen. I appreciate that. Doing what we can. Doing what we can. Some listeners said the actual fraud is the accusation of voter fraud. Can you believe people think that way?
Oh, yeah, that's the fraud. Saying that it's fraud. Oh, yeah, you're right, because some people that weren't even in the country getting a ballot, nothing to see here. Move along.
Exactly.
My gosh. Put down the Kool-Aid, for crying out loud. Senator Jan Hoven,
when we come back. Thompson and Sons,
helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson and Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393. 701-223-3393 or at hatandsons.com.
For years, Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.